Welcome to the Illuminating Lives podcast. I'm Israel Smith, well-being and resilience coach for high-achieving, successful dads who want more meaning and purpose in their lives without the stress, burnout, and overwork. I'll share how you can make simple changes to your mindset, habits, and choices to stop those racing thoughts and angry outbursts and create more time, more energy, more balance, and a lighter, calmer head and heart. This podcast is for you if you're ready to learn how to thrive in our uncertain world, prioritize your own well-being and mental health, improve your relationships with your partner and kids, rediscover some fun, and get back on track to living your best life every day. I'm stoked you're here. Hey, dear listener, it's Israel. Welcome back to another episode of the Illuminating Lives podcast. I'm so excited to be with you. Today, I've got something really different to talk to you about. I want to tell a bit of a story about what I've been up to over the last 7 or 8 days since I recorded my last episode, and I also want to share with you a really, really important saying that I live by that I'd forgotten that I live by. So, first of all, a story to start with. You can probably hear it in my voice still. About 7 days ago, I got sick. Now, this tends to happen to me one of two reasons. The first reason is just the regular. I burn myself out, or I let myself get run down, or I just catch a bit of whatever's going around from the kids or from the local area or whatever. Nothing remarkable about that. But the second reason that I get sick is emotional. My body shuts down when I'm dealing with something emotionally or mentally or spiritually, some sort of energetic level, something not regular physical illness, my body shuts down and gives me a cold or gives me a flu or gives me some sort of wipeout migraine or something like that. When I am avoiding something, when I am out of integrity with something, when I am, I suppose in this particular case, surprised or in fact, no, resisting. Resisting is the word. When I'm resisting something. So, about a week ago, I had some interesting realizations about some stuff in one area of my life, and it kind of took me quite by surprise. I didn't expect the scenario that I was in, and I hadn't taken the time to be aware of it. And anyway, my body just went, oh, well, obviously that's no good. And so I'm going to instigate this whole self-sabotage pattern that is very, very well worn in my psyche. And you're going to get sick. So my body did this thing where it gave me a migraine. So I was sitting at my desk on Monday trying to work, and the migraine hit. And I had to sort of shut down for a couple of hours, and then I was really heavy in the head and foggy for a while. And then the next day, I started to get a bit of a sore throat, and then by the evening, it had gotten quite significant. And then, you know, by like Thursday, I've got the runny nose, I'm sneezing all the time, my nose is dripping like a tap, it's really quite gross. Sleep was a bit disrupted, and then cut to now, and I'm at the tail end of this, but you can hear my throat is a little scratchy. I'm feeling a bit congested, and I've got that delightfully sort of sinusy, snotty head thing going on. So, you know, all of the glamour, all of the great stuff. No holds barred here on this podcast. But what I discovered this morning was quite amazing. I've known about this pattern in myself for a very long time, but today, I connected the dots on something that I've previously not really known or not really been aware of in a specific way. So, I was doing some stuff in my business, and the word acceptance came up. And it was about something totally unrelated, but it directly connected in my head to this scenario in my business. And this scenario was really that when I got this surprise on Monday last week, I stopped accepting it. I refused to accept it. And instead of acceptance, I went into resistance. I went into denial. I went into this isn't happening. So that was the first problem. The second part of the problem was I started, and this is what really blew me away today. I started talking to myself. I know it wasn't even conscious. I wasn't even speaking consciously to myself. My brain just went straight down this rabbit hole of self-deprecation, of all of these negative put-downs about myself that I didn't even have the awareness to catch. I wasn't even aware they were happening. And yet, as I discovered this morning, it just resonated so strongly that I knew that all of these things I was saying to myself were the fuel that fed the self-sabotaging cold, the fuel that took me out of play. Now, before I go into exactly what those things are, I just want to break down my understanding of why my body has done this. So here's how I guess I think about when I get challenged by something, when I feel threatened or when I feel unsafe. One of my default reactions that I kind of became quite familiar with when I was first diagnosed with depression 12 years ago, one of my defaults is to go into just to sleep, basically, just to sort of check out and go to sleep, get really tired, really fatigued. And what I've come to understand is that that is my body trying to keep me safe. There's a part of my psyche that goes, well, if we sleep, then the problem will go away. We won't need to deal with it. We can have some rest. We can feel recharged and we can come back and we can face the problem, if it still exists, on the other side of this nap. So off you go, sleepy bye-byes, see you later. So that's one of my default responses if I get really, really challenged. And what's hilarious about this, and I say this with all of the love and all of the compassion to myself that I've come to acknowledge this is one of my patterns, when I get really challenged or confronted by things regarding my work, if I'm trying to put creativity or energy into a specific piece of work, and I'm finding it really hard, I find myself get very tired. I find my brain get foggy and me start to shut down. And that means I'm pushing up against something hard. I'm uncomfortable and my body is trying to throw me a nap so that I feel better, so that I can sleep, so that I can recharge and then come out the other side of it feeling great. The reality is often quite different. Taking a nap does make me feel temporarily well, but it doesn't actually take the problem away. It doesn't do the creative or the difficult work for me. It just defers it. It postpones it. So it's a bit of a false benefit, right? Another thing I've learned about myself with these particular patterns is that I tend to, when I get into this frame, when I get into this, oh, this is all really hard, I go into these self-sabotaging patterns and I start to neglect the things that I know are going to do me well. Like I start to eat crap food, or I start to ignore my needs for sleep or stay up late, either watching crap TV or on my phone or reading books way too late in the evening. I start to let my little items of consistent self-care slip. Now, this is like a self-abandonment pattern I've discovered as well. I don't need to go into all of the nitty-gritties about where that came from in my past, but suffice to say that these kinds of things I've actually become very familiar with, especially in the last 12 to 18 months as I've been moving through some really difficult stuff. I've spoken about on this podcast before the journey that I've taken even just this last 6 months, 6 months ago, where I kind of went through this whole detour about, do I even want to do this coaching thing? Is this really what's in it for me? Is this the right path for me? And so I've learned that I do these things. And I suppose the thing that I wanted to draw out of that for you is that what I learned today is those things are typical, very common responses of a dysregulated nervous system. When my psyche when my fight flight response is activated or hooked or triggered. I go into those patterns as a safety mechanism, and that's very, very common. So last week when I had this experience that really took me by surprise and made me feel a little threatened, I went into that default. And it has taken me until today to really, really unpick what was going on. Now, these are well-worn patterns or pathways in my brain. This is like a default that I have lived and died by for that many years that catching it in the moment still eludes me a lot of the time. Even 2 days into this, I knew that it was not an illness caused by some bug going around, but that it was something I was doing to myself. And I still couldn't pull the brakes on. I still couldn't, you know, pull out of the nosedive. I literally had to just ride it out and let my body bottom out and get a bit crook and then come back from that. So I'm kind of highlighting that to say that even someone who's done as much of this work as I have and who has, and I don't want to kind of this to sound like I'm bragging or I'm some friggin' Zen guru, but I've been doing personal development work for 20 plus years and I've learned a lot in that time about how I operate and what sorts of things are going on. And I can see a lot of this stuff in my own clients, and yet I still struggle with it some days. I still get tripped up by these things. Anyway, here's what I uncovered today. I started saying things to myself immediately at such a rapid and such an unconscious level that it's taken me 7 days to figure out what the internal narrative was that led to me getting sick. So last week, had this shock to the system straight away. You should know better. You should be better than this. This shouldn't be happening. This shouldn't be the reality. I should be somewhere different to where I am. I should be further or higher or whatever. I should be somewhere different to where I am. Therefore, I'm not good enough. I'm a failure. I'm broken. There's something wrong with me. These are the kinds of things that I was saying to myself that I did not even know I was saying to myself. I didn't even recognize they were the sorts of dialogue that were going on in my mind. So when today's piece of training that I was doing highlighted to me the word acceptance and the idea of some of the patterns that we run when we have a dysregulated or an upset or a sort of a jangly kind of central nervous system, when our body or our nervous system is a little bit upset, I just kind of clicked. I'm like, oh, that's all those things. That's what's been going on. That's what caused me to go into this spiral. That's what caused this physical illness, because it was just pure resistance. It was resisting and denying everything about where I was. And in fact, using the word should as a big stick to whack myself over the back with. It literally was me saying, I am not where I'm supposed to be. This is wrong. I'm wrong. I'm broken. I should be different, better, more, faster, higher, richer, stronger, whatever. So this lack of acceptance and instead the resistance, the denial, the should was the source. And as I came to this awareness and came to this kind of realization of how I had been speaking to myself, I felt a physical shift. I felt a change in my body and in my mind, my emotions. And I also was immediately reminded of this saying that I think my coach gave to me that I've now given to a bunch of my clients. Don't should all over yourself. Don't should all over yourself. Now, it obviously sounds a lot like don't shit all over yourself, right? For good reason. Because the word should is so loaded. It has so many connotations. It has such a palpable energy about it. You should be different. You should be smarter. You should be more successful. You should be something other than what you are. The heaviness of that word and the energy underneath it for me is all about lack. It's all about inadequacy. It's all about fear. It's all about disappointment. It's all about unmet expectation. Like, it's all these things all kind of wrapped up into that one word. And I'm sharing this with you because I want you to bring awareness to that word should in your own life. Do you use it? Do you use it in a disparaging way about yourself? Do you use it as though it's a whip or a big stick or something to beat yourself with? Is it the kind of thing that, like me, sneaks in under the radar and happens at a subconscious level or like almost at an instantaneous level where you don't even catch it? Like, sometimes we say things out loud that we really don't mean, like, oh, I'm such a klutz or I'm such an idiot or whatever. I've really worked hard to train myself out of those kinds of statements, and I pick my kids up on it all the time because I don't believe there's anything to be gained by talking badly about ourselves, particularly out loud. But I still didn't realize just how fast some of those things happen in a physical sense and in our brain. It's almost like the programming is that quick that it happens quicker than we can catch it, and that set off this cascade in my body. So I said all of those things almost under my breath or in that like instantaneous energy moment of, oh, not this again. I should be further along than this. I should be in a different place than this. I should be blah, blah, blah. Should. And I didn't even realize. So I want you to do me a favor. I want you to really take a look at where you use the word should in your life. Whereabouts are you shoulding all over yourself? Whereabouts are you trying to measure up to unrealistic expectations? Whereabouts are you treating yourself poorly or acting as though you are inadequate, acting as though you are less than, acting as though you are not acceptable the way you are? Because in every instance like that, it's false. It's false. This ego part of you, this part of your psyche, part of your body that is, well, sorry, part of your psychology, your brain, your programming that is telling you those things is false. It's trying to keep you safe, but it's not the truth. It's absolutely not the truth. And I tell you what helps way more than punishing ourselves into submission, trying to punish ourselves into success. It's so much more helpful to simply accept where we are with love and with kindness and with compassion. If we can accept ourselves with love, accept ourselves with kindness, to be gentle with ourselves, to accept the what is about our life, about our circumstances, about the journey that we're on, about the history that we've had to this point, if we can learn to accept things, then we can begin to heal them. Another saying of my coach, Lisa, is this: you don't have to like something to accept it, but you have to accept it to heal it. I've again embodied and taken that on to be something I say to my clients. And today I was saying it to myself. I realized I had not accepted where I was. I was living in denial. I was living in resistance, and I was shooting all over the place, all over myself, all over my successes, all over my achievements, all over my journey. I don't want that for you. I want you to be able to identify when you use the word should. Now, there's a huge difference, clearly, between, oh, we should leave now, we're going to be late, compared to, I should be thinner, richer, prettier. I should be more successful in my business. I should be more powerful in my work. I should be a better husband. I should be a better parent. I should be, should, like in that sense of, I'm not enough. Whenever that word has that energy of I'm not enough, I want you to catch it. I want you to recognize it. And I want you to then go, I refuse to should all over myself. What's a new way that I can frame this? And let me give you an example. I should be busier in my business. Okay, I don't want to should all over myself. So what's a reframe? I'm getting better at growing my business. My business is growing steadily. I am doing my best and I'm learning how to build a bigger business. Do you feel the energy change in those statements? Do you feel how much more empowering the second one is compared to I should be somewhere different than what I am? It's like a hug versus a slap. So that is my wish for you as I really wrap up what I hope is kind of a punchy and fairly brief episode for you. Don't shoot all over yourself and really work on accepting what is in your life and be a should detective. Start to notice all of the ways, all of the times that you use the word should or you think it or you, you know, embody it as an extension of the energy of I'm not enough and intercept it. Don't let it land. Catch it in the air before it becomes a part of how you operate and your way of being and just go, huh, that's interesting. I don't need to shoot all over myself. And I can reframe this as something positive about growth, about expansion, about learning, about experimentation, and about acceptance. And when we can accept the things that we have in our life as they are, regardless of what that is, our financial situation, our health, our weight, our looks, our business, our job, our relationships, our living arrangements, whatever, when we can accept things as they are, then we can give them love, compassion, kindness, and we can begin to make the changes to move things on. But while ever we are in resistance, while ever we are in denial, while ever we are shooting, things are going to stay the way they are, and in fact, they're going to get worse. Because we are pushing up against what is, and we are wishing ourselves away from the present moment into the past or the future and into some fantasy. So acceptance is about being grounded here and now. It is about allowing ourselves to then move forward. That is what I wish for you. And I hope you will take that on as a little gift and as a little piece of homework from today's episode. Have a wonderful day wherever you are. I'm sending you all of the love and all of the acceptance that you need to recognize that where you are right now is exactly where you are meant to be, and you have the opportunity to learn and grow and expand from here. And that should doesn't need to enter the equation at all. All right, I'll catch you next episode. Have an amazing time. I'll see you soon. Thanks for joining me on this episode of the Illuminating Lives podcast. If you're the kind of person that likes helping other people, then please share this around if you found it to be valuable. And remember to leave me a great 5-star review in Apple, Google, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you listen to podcasts. I've really enjoyed being here supporting you, and I trust this is going to have a positive impact in your life. Remember, I work as a one-to-one coach, corporate workshop facilitator, and professional speaker. So if you would like to work with me one-to-one, have me educate and support your team, or present at your upcoming event, please reach out via the details in my show notes. Have a fantastic day, and I'll see you on the next episode.